Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. That helps so much with getting the word out and getting this show into the people, into the hands, into the ears of people who want to grow their business, that want to grow their careers. So I really appreciate you guys taking the time to share this with a friend, to tag somebody in it. If you're watching this live on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can reach out to me on those social network sites at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Don't forget, we have our contest that just started on a business plan, on building a business plan. You submit by the end of March 31st your business plan of a business you're thinking about starting or a company that you own that you have started. Maybe you just need to update your business plan, or you've never done one, or maybe you are just an employee for a big corporation. You have no intention of starting your own company. Hopefully you might reconsider that after today's episode, but maybe you're just working a corporate job and you want to know more about your corporate, your company and how it all works together, or you want to reach out to other people and find ways to connect with other people in other departments that you don't know. A business plan is a great project to do that, because you need to talk to marketing, you need to talk to finance, you need to talk to operations, you need to talk to upper level management. And how awesome will you look if you go to your boss or your boss's boss, other departments, and say, hey, I have a project I'm working on, I'm building out a business plan for our company. You're gonna look really good, you're gonna meet great new people, and it's just gonna be a great experience all around for you. So consider entering that contest. If you win, you'll get invited to come on to this show. You'll get to be able to talk about your business plan, and I'll talk you up about how great you are and how great your business plan was. And I'll throw in a swag bag full of really cool stuff, clothes, mugs, hats, all that good stuff. So feel free to enter. You can go to crosspolitic.com. If you become a member, put in that code HTBT. And you have any questions about your business plan, about your business, whatever you're starting, you can reach out to me and I will help you answer your questions on building that business plan to help you, give you an edge in the contest. But you don't need to become a member. You can just enter the contest. No charge required. Just make sure you email it to me at matthowtobuildatent.com before March 31st is over. And then I will pick and I will let you guys know who is the winner and talk about their business a little bit. Hopefully in April, depending on how many I get. If I get 100 of them, it's going to take me some time. So really looking forward to that, really excited about that, because a business plan is such a great testing grounds to see if you actually have a business, to make sure that you've really thought through everything. So it takes a lot of work, but it's a really great effort. And if you go to crosspolitic.com, become a member, put in that code HTBT, you get a free mug, a free HTBT mug. Throwing that picture in the notes below if you're listening to this on iTunes or on whatever you listen to on Android. So please go over there and crosspolitic.com, subscribe today, get that free mug, and get a bunch of other great benefits as well. So today I want to talk about having a job on top of your normal career. That is, having a job on the side. And I thought about doing this because I read this book, Side Hustle. His name's Chris Gillibo. I don't know how to say his last name. But his book is called Side Hustle, From Idea to Income in 27 Days. And this would be a great project for you to start having some income on the side, and it could be a great business plan topic for you to start discovering what you could be doing on the side while you're working. So we're going to talk about that today. I'm really excited about this. One billionaire, he came to my school. I forgot his name. That's probably really bad. You should always remember the names of the billionaires you meet. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. But when I was going to get my MBA at Pepperdine, we had a billionaire come in, and he was talking about just a lot of advice about what he's learned throughout his life, the things that have helped him become successful. He's in the cloud storage space. One thing he said that really stuck out to me was, the key to being successful and growing your wealth is to have multiple streams of income. And that makes so much sense, and I love it on so many levels. So that's why I'm always trying to drive home the point to you guys, not just for your sake of security with automation replacing jobs in the future, and you need to make sure that you have multiple streams of income. You need to be able to hedge against that time where you have a loss. You need to be able to store and save up money. But it's gonna help you grow wealth too in the good times when you do have that stable income. To have that additional income is just helpful in so many ways. So I really want to encourage you, not just so that you'll join the contest and do the business plan, but because it'll be good for you to start developing different streams of income. I think right now I probably have between 6 and 10 different revenue streams that are coming in, that I'm working on bringing in. And sometimes they dry up, so I replace them with something else. And I'm always trying to find ways to get income while you sleep, quote unquote. So it's not something that I have to be doing all the time. I'm not working 10 jobs a day, but I'm finding different ways for income to just come in and kind of be sustainable, that it can be repetitive, that it can be reoccurring, without me having to touch it every day. And if you could get, even when you start small, with maybe 10, 15 bucks here and there, coming in a week, a day, maybe you can get it up to like $200 to $300 a month, and then you have three or four of those things that you've added on, that you've put money into, that you've watered the seed. That's a pretty nice good chunk of change for something that you don't have to do a lot of hands-on touching for. And that's one of the things I really love about this book, is it really focuses on finding something you can do on the side that's going to take about an hour of your day. I really would encourage you to check this book out. I'm going to put the link in to Amazon. Go check it out. Give it a click. It's like 15 bucks or something like that. It's a really good read. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about my advice with having a side hustle, quote unquote, or a small business on the side that you are doing while you have your full-time job. And then also point out some really cool things that Chris put in his book. Before we jump into that, I want to talk to you about our new sponsor, 24/7 QBO. And this is going to be helpful. You could even, for bonus points, put this in your business plan. If you don't have a finance background, if you're not sure how to do QuickBooks, how to do the accounting portion of your business, maybe that's the one thing that's been stopping you with starting your business, is you're not quite sure how to manage the finances and the accounting. Well, QuickBooks is a great option. And along with QuickBooks is this service, 24/7 QBO. It's a Christian-owned company. I love the guy, Michael. I've talked to him. We've had a great conversation about just his vision for the company and how he has delivered white glove service to his customers, helping them along with setting up QuickBooks, any little bookkeeping tips that you need, anything that you need help with in accounting. And let me tell you, there are so many great things about QuickBooks, but it takes so long to figure out on your own. And it's just so nice to have that help whenever you need it, 24/7, to get that help. So check out 24/7 QBO. The link is below in the show notes. And if you have any questions before you want to sign up and get that help, just give them a call and get a taste of what the white glove service is like, just talking to them before you even sign up. So go over there, check it out. Help support the show by supporting our sponsors, 24/7 QBO. The link is in the show notes. All right, so you may be asking, what is the advantage of keeping your job and doing another job at the same time? Well, in a lot of cases, it's great because you have a stable income that you are relying on while you're doing this extra work, this extra job, starting this new business. And it's nice to have that income, that steady income to rely on. It also helps because you don't need to rely on trying to get benefits really quickly. Maybe you still want to have your 401k, your health insurance, and it helps mitigate against the risks of failing, of starting a business. It's really risky to start a business when you go out on your own, when you don't have income, when you have to save up money, or you have to borrow money, you have to raise money. Those are all risks that are involved with starting a business. And when you can support yourself through the income of your job while starting your business, that is such a great advantage. It's nice. It gives you peace of mind. And let me tell you, one of the things that is lacking when you start a business is peace of mind. So the more peace of mind that you can have, the better. Another great advantage to having the ability to have income coming in is a lot of times if you bootstrap it, if you start cheap, you start small, and you don't try to spend a lot of money to start your business, you can fund it yourself. And when you fund it yourself, that means you're not giving up control of your business. And when you don't give up equity control, when you don't give up control of business, you get to control how your business is run and you get all the profits. So you get the benefits of a full-time corporate job, you get the steady income of in a corporate job, and you don't have to raise money oftentimes, at least in the beginning, where you get to keep more of your company, which means you're gonna get more of the reward for your hustle. So that is one of the great reasons to start a business on your own. Also, it's easy to fail. And what I mean by that is if it doesn't work out, it's not like you're going to be starving. It's not like you're going to be homeless because you still have your job on the side. So I would really encourage you, if you have wanted to start a business, maybe you're not happy with where you were at and you think you should be promoted, but you just don't find yourself being promoted, consider starting something on the side where you could be your own boss, where you could set your own hours, and where you could start setting a direction for where you want the company to go that you're starting. And maybe you will find success there more so than in the corporate job. And you could do it. You could read books like The One Side Hustle, where they could show you how to start small, what to look for, and you can just keep listening to this podcast because we'll do the same. So one of the things that this book talks about is the 3 points on knowing you have a strong idea to start with. And if you are going to be entering that contest to write the business plan for me to pick to see who has the best business idea, you might want to think about these 3 points. One, is it feasible? 2, is it profitable? And 3, is it persuasive? And this book does a really good job of driving this home. And the first point is feasible. Can you start this business and accomplish it with your own resources, with the resources you have, with the passion you have? Are you passionate about what you're thinking about getting into? Don't go into sports if you're not passionate about sports. Don't get into the chess business if you don't like playing the board game chess. I don't know. Or music. Don't get into the music industry if you don't have a passion for music. But if you do have a passion for those things, look for ways that you can get into that industry and start building a side business on it. Because one of the greatest things about business is being able to do something you love. Don't ever get into it for just the money if you don't love it. I mean, if you can love it and get in it for the money, I mean, that's a win-win. But don't ever get into something when you don't have the money. That's just not feasible. It's not gonna be sustainable. Because like what we've talked about before in the show is starting a business is really hard. And you wanna have passion to drive you through those hard times. The next point is profitable. Will it be profitable? And they have such great advice. I think I've talked about this before, but it's really great to reiterate this, is when you are making a forecast on how much you think you can make in this company, you should always have 2 forecasts at least. Sometimes you want to have 3, but 2 usually does it. And you want to have 1 that is the most optimistic, where if everything goes right, this is how much I can make in sales. And if everything goes right, this is how low my costs are going to be. And when you take your revenue minus cost, you get profits. And so you'll have a high-end optimistic view of how much you can reasonably make with this feasible business. And then you also want to have a low end of that. The pessimistic profitability is, what is the least amount you think you could be making? And also the most pessimist amount of cost, like how much time and energy are you going to be putting into this business? And let me just say this about cost. This is something that new entrepreneurs, new small business owners usually forget to factor into cost, is your salary. Even if you are not paying yourself, you should still be factoring that into your cost, into the price of your product, because someday the dream is that you'll be able to hire people to do that, and you want to have baked into that price the cost of that wage that you are paying yourself. So don't forget to pay yourself. And then so you'll have the high and the low, the optimistic profitability possibilities and the pessimistic view. And then you can see like, okay, this is the range of what I think I'm going to be making. in this venture. And so that will help you get an idea of, is it profitable enough to start this venture, this side hustle, or a small business, whatever it is. The third one, is it persuasive? And this is such a great advice. This was not something I thought about before. But if you can explain to a potential customer, and this goes into your marketing plan, where you're doing market research and analysis on finding out who your customer is going to be. If you can go to somebody you think your customer is going to be and explain to them the value of why they need to have your product or service in two sentences, then your product's persuasive, your business is persuasive. If you can't do that, you most likely will not be a customer. That's just such a brilliant test to see if you do have an idea, you have a product, you have a small business that could be viable. So is it feasible? Is it profitable? And is it persuasive? I love these P's, it's great. And another last point I wanted to touch before we get out of here, in this book, he talks about the offer and how you need to develop the offer. And he puts into 3 points, the promise, the pitch, and the price. You want to be able to develop a promise that is going to, this product is going to change your life because it's going to make this easier for you. It's going to make this more enjoyable, this aspect of your life. If you drink this product, you're going to feel 10 times better. Some kind of promise like that. If you drink this product, you're going to lift 100 more pounds in the next month. Something like that. Obviously, you want to be truthful and realistic, but you want to frame it in a way that it's going to be exciting, it's going to be valuable. You always want to be providing value, and you want to be framing the biggest value proposition of your product. Second is the pitch. You want to be precise, just like what we talked about a few minutes ago, being able to convey in 1 or 2 sentences of what value your company is going to bring. It has none of the irrelevant details. It just has the meat. This is why you want this product. This is what the product is, and this is why you should get it. And then you should have price. This is the cost of what you're selling. So you need to tell them how much it is. You don't just have a product and then you decide to buy it and then they tell you the price. No, you need to know the price beforehand. And along with that is you need to have the call to action. And this is one, well, price in general is just the hardest thing, but also the call to action. This is one of the most difficult things to get right. You want your customer to have a call to action to themselves where they are on board. It's like when Braveheart is like, you know, you may take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. And then everyone just follows them into battle and then they charge to their deaths and they, you know, they get defeated eventually by England. But besides that, is you want to like have that feeling like someone is calling you to action, to rise to the occasion. And you can do that through colors, through video, through talking one-on-one, through voice inflections, through a whole bunch of different things from positioning. So many people get that wrong too, is you want to be able to position the call to action and the action you're asking them to take and make it as easy as possible. The more steps, the more hurdles for a customer to overcome, the harder it is going to get them to the end point where you want them. So you want to make it as least resistant as possible to the finish line. All right, so check out that book, Side Hustle. Think about it. Start thinking about those ideas. I want to see your business plan. I want you to see your idea. This could be something that is so easy. You just start on the side, takes maybe an hour a day of your time, and you can start developing a couple $100 a week, maybe even just like a month, and that will be so much helpful, and it'll be able to help diversify your income. You want to have multiple streams of income. Don't be dependent on one company to give you income because you're going to be beholden to that one company. The more income you have from different places, the less one company is going to have power over you. So another great reason to enter the contest, to pick up the book, to start thinking about your side hustle, your side business. And please reach out to me with any questions you have about wanting to start a business, about this great contest where you can win an appearance on the show and get free advertising. That's no better way to start a business than to get free advertising. And please reach out to me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at howtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.